Hello.
Hello, this is Philip Avery with Archtop Fiber. I'm looking for Kevin McSpeedon.
This is Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Kevin. I'm doing fantastic.
That's
We
great.
had a note from you saying that you were having trouble paying your bill, and we've called to reach out to you to help resolve the issue.
That would be great because you know what? The way it's all set up is it's very hard. Like I'm trying to I open up my account online and then it asks you to, it gives you an authentication, right? But you're not sending me a code to my email, which I'd rather have it go to my phone if possible, because I got to shut out of your app to go into my email to be able to get your code, which means I got to start all over again. Then I go online and I'm on the phone and I'm trying to pay you over the phone through your automated, and it's asking me for my account number and my zip code, and I put them both in, and it's not accepting it on the phone. Then I call your 855 number, and the girl can't help me, which I don't understand that one. But I was so far into it, I was just got frustrated and said, you know what? I reach out to Matt because all your people have been great to deal with, and I figure he would help me. And I guess maybe that's why I'm getting a phone call. Maybe Matt called you.
No worries
So.
with that. If you'd like to as well, what I can do is I can actually take a payment over the phone for you and actually make that payment as well.
Well, that would be great. And then I'd like to know how to do it every month so that, I don't have to go through this every month.
So
You know what I mean?
if you would like to, the other ways what we can do in order to make that payment, if you want to do it automatically, we can actually set you up for auto payments if you wanted to use a
Yep,
credit.
I don't give anybody.
If you wanted
Yeah,
to use a
I don't.
credit,
Yeah.
I was going to say
No,
if you want.
sorry. I'm sorry. Finish.
I was going to say, if you don't have to worry about having to log in to pay your bill every single month or giving us a call, we can set you up with auto payments and paperless billing. We have two options for that. We have ACH bank withdrawals. If you're not comfortable sharing your banking information, we can always use a credit or debit card, or that, and but then you also receive a discount by using either one of those methods to your bill.
Okay, I don't really want to do either one. I don't mind doing it every month.
Okay.
And now that you're mentioning that, what Matt had told me when I signed up was that because I'm going to do paperless and pay it myself through my whatever, that I would get a $5 a month. I couldn't get to $10, but I would get a $5 discount, which you're not reflecting in my bill either. But
So
I would like to pay. Yeah.
I'm looking at it right now, so give me one sec. Let me look into this. So I am noticing that you are receiving a paperless, you are receiving paperless billing, and we can definitely set you up for a credit debit payment, so that way it's using your card every single month, so you don't have to keep logging in.
No, I don't want that. I don't
Oh, you
want
don't?
that.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm fine with logging in every month and paying. That's not a problem. But he had told me that if I do it paperless, where you're not going to mail me a bill and then I pay it myself every month, that I would get $5 off my bill, not
Sadly,
$10 because of it. Yeah.
that's not how that works. So you have to have automatic payments in order to receive any kind of discount with us here at Archtop Fiber.
Okay, so you also kind of need to retrain your people, because he told me it was $10 if you, and that's fine, I'll pay it, but I run a lot of people myself. You need to retrain them, because he told me it was $10 if I allowed you to do it automatically off my card, and $5 if we did it paperless and I just paid it online. So
I understand that. I'll make sure that information gets sent out to the right department
everybody's
so
been
that.
great. Everybody in your company's been great to deal with. So. All right, let me pay my bill for this month, and then I guess somehow I need to, somebody from your IT department's got to help me be able to figure out how to log on to this, because it's not accepting your information that you have on my invoice at
So
some point.
what I can do is I can I what I'll what I can do for you is I can actually is disable the two-factor authentication, and that way I'm not sure if I can do it or not, but I think I can save it and save this real quick.
And
All
can you,
right.
I mean, if you have to do authentication, can you send a text to my cell phone?
It doesn't give me an option of how to set up how to send yet that two-factor authentication. It looks like you have a cell phone and your email address provided. You do prefer to have text messaging as well, but I'm not seeing anything else other than that for the two-factor authentication. And as far as I've been made aware from our tech team is that if you are using two-factor authentication, it is going to go directly to your email, which is
I
looks
didn't
like
ask
it.
for I didn't ask for two-factor authentication, so I'm fine without it.
No worries. No worries. I've disabled it, and I can actually take that payment for you right now if you want to make sure that payment goes through.
Yep, that'd be great.
All right. So are we going to be using a credit card or debit card today?
Yeah. All right. A Visa debit.
Visa debit. Fantastic.
Are you ready?
Give me 1 second. I'm getting to this. What is the card number?
4347 6980-5655-3386.
And what are the three-digit code? What's the three-digit code on the back? Oh, 1 second.
497.
1 second. My keyboard wasn't working immediately. Can you say that card? I thought I was typing it in. Apparently my keyboard wasn't working for me. What's that card number one more time? Sorry about that.
4347. 6980-5655-3386. And the code on the back is 497.
What's the expiration date?
0529.
All right. And you're authorizing us to make a payment of $79.99 on your account today?
Correct.
Fantastic. Give me a sec. It's being being a pain in my butt. Our back end system is being a pain in my butt, so let me try that one more time, and I am so sorry for that. Okay. So Kevin, zip code is 12477, correct?
No. The zip code for the account is 12533.
That could be why I wasn't going through. Sorry about that. All right. One more time with that card number whenever you're ready.
4347-6980-5655-3386.
The three-digit code on the back?
497.
And you said expiration was 529?
Correct.
Mm.
12533 is the zip.
Yep, I did make that change. So I am clicking the pay now button, but it's not working from my side. It could be something to do with my setup, but I did remove. So that might just be something that's on our end, not yours. So I'm sorry for that. But what I have done for your eCare account is I did disable the two-factor authentication. So with the password you had set up, you should be able to log in. And if you want to, you can try making a payment on your own, and it should go through.
Okay. All right. I'll do it online then myself. I appreciate your help.
I am so sorry for the inconvenience. I was really hoping we could get that payment processed for you while I still had you on the phone. But I'm at least glad I helped you be able to get access to your account once more, so that way you can make sure your bill gets paid.
All right, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, Kevin?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thank you for being an Arch Top Fiber customer, and we look forward to working with you in the future.
All right, great. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.